Thank you for joining us on the Mango Mirror podcast. This is Dave Dubier, and I'm the founder and CEO of Mango Mirror. And on this episode, I quickly just want to talk about the new feature that we're currently developing that may be out by the time you get this podcast. And it is goal setting and emojification. And what I mean by that is we are now creating the ability for users to set their own goals within the Mango Mirror app if their source does not currently have goals. So as an example, Fitbit would have a goal set for 10,000 steps, which users could change. But Apple Watch or the iPhone that tracks your steps does not allow you to have goals on there. What we will now allow you to do is actually set up goals within Mango Mirror for the steps that you track using your iPhone or Apple Watch. And what this will allow you to do then is actually see the goal line on the mirror for the steps widget, as an example, and also see the graph in relation to that goal. And apart from that, what we're also doing is adding the playful motivator, which we are calling emojification. And it's fairly simple. Basically, all that means is that every time you hit a goal, you can actually choose the type of emoji that you want to see when you hit your goals. So as an example, you might have a smiley face that shows up when you hit your step goal, and the smiley face will show up on your graph for that day. And if you want, you can leave the days where you don't hit your goal to have no emojification, or if you so feel, you can actually have something that, let's say, will push you to the next level. So you could have something like a sad face or a thumbs down that basically pushes you the next day to actually improve on your own performance and activity. So this is just a cool way of seeing abstract information on the mirror and it enabling you to see how you're doing for the day and also improve. And along with that, with the goals, we've also added the ability for you to obviously choose whether you want to meet and beat the goals or you want to actually stay below the goals. So as an example, if you are targeting to eat less than 500 grams of carbs a day and you are tracking that information, if you set 500 grams or less as your goal, then if you stay under the 500 grams, then you will see the emoji that shows you you've hit your goal for that day. So that's basically what we've done here. It was just to add some more playfulness, some fun to it, and also allow you to choose specific emojis that you might have some more of a response and fun to and want to make sure that you hit your goals in order to see those emojis show up on your graph. And that's basically what I wanted to talk about for today's podcast. If you do have any questions, you know where to reach me. You can reach me at dave@mangomirror.com. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.